Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, rolling through the big show on the radio.
Hello, this is Robert Goulet, and you're listening to the Pride of the Red States, John Boy and Billy, right here on the big show. Some enchanted morning, you may hear the big show. Where's my big bag? Who can't be topical?
Everybody climbing the hump at their own pace to get into work. And here we are, John Boy and Billy.
Wait, we're supposed to climb the hump? I've been doing it wrong.
I'm just doing a visual hump day deal here.
Yeah.
And Marcy, you made it to the top of the hump.
What's up?
Jackie, got my back. Andy is behind the glass. And Randy will be the last one in the studio this morning.
Then all the humps will be complete.
Yes. All right, let's look at the national days. Oh, National Drink Beer Day.
All right.
There are five national days on this September the 28th. But they loading them up every day this month, man. It's National Good Neighbor Day.
Well, you're drinking beer, so that should be easy.
Hey, buddy.
Come on over, neighbor. Bring you on. It's National Strawberry Cream Pie Day.
I made you a pie.
And it's National North Carolina Day. Mm. How about the home state of the John Boy and Billy Radio Network?
Yes. Yeah,
North Carolina Day. And when I saw this, was Randy looking it up? Did you look it up? Somebody looked it up to Wise today, September 28th, North Carolina Day.
It was the 12th colony out of the 13 colonies, and it was just a recognition day.
Okay.
Because so it was like a consolation prize?
It was just, it didn't say anything about like when it became a state or anything like that.
Right,
I don't know.
For some reason.
Just recognize it. That's all.
All right, yeah.
Move on.
We'll see if we send them a strawberry cream pie.
And finally, it's National Women's Health and Fitness Day. So, get a cream pie, workout, and drink some beer.
All yeah, right. Thanks.
It's national day. We're going to have to get on the same page. Boy, we are a divided country.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got three dates in history saved up. We'll get our first prize pack out. That'll be very important. That's what we're going to use to get our first winner, Outburst. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Well, here we are, deer season coming in all over the Big Show geographical map, and we got a Happy Herd prize pack for you to win. Of course, Happy Herd makes the highest quality attractants, minerals, and feed for deer, bear, and hogs in the hunting industry. If you're not using the Happy Herd nutrition system, better hope your neighbors aren't either. Go to BigShow.com, click on the Happy Herd link, enter code JBB at checkout, get you 10% off. All right, three dates in history where we'll get our categories. 1904, a woman is arrested for smoking a cigarette in an open car on Fifth Avenue in New York City.
Hey, lady, women are not allowed in cars.
Less smoking. Now they won't even arrest you for peeing on somebody on the sidewalk. Come a long way. On this date, 1996, during their wedding at First Presbyterian Church in Spokane, Washington, Craig and Jill Looper's vow sealing kiss set off the fire alarm.
Well, hubba, hubba, hubba.
Or so it would seem. Exactly as the newlyweds locked lips, the church fire alarm went off, along with the sprinkler system. All 350 guests were soaked, and the wedding cake was ruined. The couple signed their license on the hood of a fire truck.
It's like a Frasier wedding.
And finally, on this date, no two, Chicago police officer Jesse Watts Jr. arrested two men who tried to burglarize the minivan he was occupying during an undercover surveillance. Watts said they were pretty shook up when they found me inside. One of them asked if I was trying to steal it, too. Then they even tried to convince me it was their van.
I'm guessing unsuccessfully, yeah.
All right, surveillance. That's one of them wobbly reek things that
yes.
I can't say.
You put an extra syllable in it.
Is that what I do?
Yeah, yeah. You put almost like a French spin on it.
Surveillance.
Surveillance is how usually most English. But you put the extra. It's like a little dot over it or something.
Man, if I was a police, don't put me in that van. I can't pronounce it. Well, there you go. It worked. We got our three categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOW is our toll-free line across America. We'll play Outburst next. Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio, running through Wednesday morning, September the 28th. Video of the day brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400, Sunday, October 9th at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Pika Mercury.
You know what a pika is, right? It kind of looks like a prairie dog or a groundhog or something like that, a little small animal.
Familiar with the family.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they live in the mountains and rocky areas. Yeah. But anyway, so somebody took a pika and cut it up so that it's mouthing the words to a Queen song with Freddie Mercury. See?
I thought you meant cut it up like it was going to be
no.
It or something.
No. Okay. Video cut. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
well,
fun.
Good. Well, I'm going to watch it. Y'all go ahead and watch it. Don't wait on me. It's right there at thebigshow.com. It's just covered up. First thing this morning, getting the winning beginning.
Outburst. Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy. Give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Brett from Timmonsville, South Carolina.
We'll have a big show time.
Well, we're already communicating. Good morning now. Wow, wow, wow. Okay, I guess we're done now.
Yeah, that's the only word he knows.
Brett, welcome in here, my bud. Let's see if we can get you through these three categories and get that Happy Herd prize pack down there for you.
All right.
Here we go then. In 5 seconds, three places you can smoke. Ready, go.
Car, your home, and outside.
Now we need three kinds of alarms. Ready, go.
Smoke alarm, burglar alarm, and alarm clock.
Yeah, we got a good one coming up for you at the bottom of the hour after the news. I'll hang on for that. Tease, tease. All right. And now, Brett, for the win, three cities that start with the letter C. Ready, go.
Chicago, Charlotte, and Cincinnati.
And there you are, winning it. Brandon didn't have any faith in him when he started hollering at me like that. Brandon, the Happy Herd prize pack, head down to Timminsville for you, buddy.
Man, thank you so much. I'm a first-time caller.
All right, look at you making the most of it. Get out, Brett.
Yeah, give a shout-out.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to shout-out to all the first responders and police and military that keep us safe out there and fight for our freedom.
That's awesome, buddy. That's awesome. Represent our listeners hands down, just like that, buddy. We appreciate you, man.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you for what you do. I'm a longtime listener.
Oh! Ow, ow, ow! Bottom of the hour, top of your news. You know, we love us some old school comedians, even outside of this room. Playing homage and all coming up. Good morning. It's a big show on the radio about old school comedians. Comedian Jerry Clower would have been 92 years old today. Of course, he was working for a fertilizer company in Yazoo City, Mississippi. He said he could sell more fertilizer if he'd just tell the farmers stories and talk about fertilizer. Somebody taped him, sent us a deal into MCA Records in one of his talks, and he got signed. And then became a member of the Grand Ole Opry, did 200 shows a year. Good old clean humor, you know, back in the day, man. Grew up on that. Good stuff. Yeah. That was a signature yell. We had some fun with that when we got to be comedians ourselves. Hit it.
Crime is America's number one problem. Residential burglaries are up across the nation. Now you can protect your home and loved ones with the Southern Fried Solution to home security, the Jerry Clower Alarm. At the first sign of forced entry, the Jerry Clower Alarm emits this distinctive high-powered attention signal. At the same time, the automatic telephone dialer alerts our central monitoring station.
Trouble over at the Foxworthy house. Better call the police.
Keep them low-down thieving some beaches away from your stuff. The Jerry Clower Alarm. Endorsed by Marcel, Darnell, Raynell, and Uncle Versi. Order now and get a free bonus gift for dieters. The John Boy Refrigerator Sentry. When the problem eater in your house attempts a midnight raid on the icebox, the John Boy Refrigerator Sentry emits this high-powered attention signal.
Hey, you, John Boy.
For a free home security analysis, call 1-800-555-4229. That's 1-800-555-HOOOOOO. Call today and tell your mama and them we said hey.
Good morning. It's a big show on the radio rolling to you Wednesday morning. Well, here he is. Turn it over to Mr. Rhubarb.
Thank you.
Right.
Well, I was walking by the kitchen in the refrigerated area. Pillars handed me this top 10 list and told me to please go do it. He said something about my soothing voice is more microphone friendly.
What?
I think he just wanted the first shot at the leftover.
That sounds about right.
Anyway, fresh out of the kitchen area, today's top 10 list.
All right.
The top 10 things that you should put on Joe Biden's back.
Oh, all right.
Like a sign thing.
Like a sign on his back. Okay.
Number 10.
Uh-huh.
Stupid. Ah! No, what? Not that. That was a self-inflicted stupid.
Oh, the drum rolls?
I'm cueing the drum roll now.
Okay,
sorry.
All right.
Top 10 things on Joe Biden's back.
Okay.
Number 10. Almost as useless as my vice president. Almost.
I didn't know if you were done.
I've got nine more.
Okay. This guy's got more dealing with truth.
You see
here.
Why Pillars is hiding in the kitchen?
Okay, let's see.
Number 9. Right. I'm the stupid everyone else's T-shirt says they're with. Number 8. Graduate of the Ward Burton Speech and School, class of '09. Number 7. For 10%, you can call me the big guy, too. Number 6.
Wait, right, it looks confused.
Hunter's laptop. It never was reported. Oh, you probably missed that.
Yeah, a little story up
Number
here.
6. Right. My favorite ice cream is telephone.
What?
Signs on Joe Biden's back.
That makes no sense.
He doesn't know they're there.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
That helps.
And yeah, we don't know what they mean.
Number 5. Who wants to play Where's Fauci? Number 4. Ask me about my crackhead son. Number 3. I'm the fossil that's fueling high gas prices. Number 2, Obama's hand puppet. I'm the number 1 sign somebody should stick to Joe Biden's back. Trump 2024.
If you don't know they're there.
Yeah, right, yeah, we got you.
Good morning, it's a big show on the radio.
Hello, Flimsy Premise here. And when I'm on this side of the pond, I get my daily dose of culture and edification every morning from these two delightful lads, John Boy and Billy, right here on the big show. You know, I hate to break it to you boys, but where I come from, you're all Yankees. Well, I thought it was funny.
Good morning, you got the big show on the radio, and we all excited because we got Tatertainment News coming up in just a few minutes. Marcy's just busy as a beaver over there, chopping down stores, building a couple of dams here and there.
Whoa. Okay, that's good. You're good. Don't oversell. You know? Don't oversell.
I don't think Marcy is who we want to tag for the infrastructure project.
It's not Marcy, it's Tater.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Tater.
You got it. Hey, first of all, y'all, we run out of time. Well, about a month away from the High Seas Rally. That's the world's only motorcycle rally on a cruise ship. You've heard us talk to several hosts that's going to be on board. Our own Donnie Presley is going to be there. All right, ride his motorcycle down to Florida and hop on board along with Colt Ford, Molly Hatchet, Foghat. We got many, many more. We got the fastest baby doll on two wheels hanging out down there. A drummer from Buck Cherry, we talked to last week. Mm-hmm. Wow, dude. So, sailing from Florida, October the 29th, on board the Royal Caribbean's Mariner of the Seas, return November the 5th. The full week of Caribbean fun. Get a full story at highseasrally.com. Be sure to look for the link at thebigshow.com. And all aboard!
listening.
Good morning. Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. We go to we get a winner, and that winner will get the John Boy and Billy Bucket filled with a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit. Of course, Liquid Performance is the world's highest quality full synthetic gasoline and diesel fuel additives, available at all Napa Auto Parts stores. We'll play in minutes, but first, it's time for Tatertainment News. And here's our girl, Marcy Tater Moran.
Hey, guys. Hey. You know they're already talking about the Super Bowl halftime show?
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you see that?
Over the weekend.
There's a new sponsor, too.
Oh.
The new sponsor is Apple Music. Mm-hmm. Anybody? Did you hear that? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, the league was asking as much as $50 million annually for the rights to the halftime show, which they claim is the most talked about musical event of the year.
Of course, they're the ones doing most of the talking.
Yeah, no kidding.
Rolling Stone also reports that Pepsi had presented the halftime performance for the last decade, and Apple Music will take over this year, Super Bowl 57. And the NFL wants to expand the impact of their halftime show. They said that they look for a sponsor to make it bigger and stand way outside of the 12 minutes.
Hot dog,
that
more
it's
boobies.
Talking about.
Yeah. Another wardrobe malfunction, by the way.
So last week there were rumors that the Super Bowl halftime show would feature Taylor Swift.
Uh-huh.
But she came back over the weekend. TMZ reported that she declined the offer, actually, because she wants to re-record her first six albums before taking the halftime stage.
Oh, re-record them.
Yeah.
That sounds like one of them deals she's trying to keep the record company from getting all the money.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so she can do
absolutely.
It herself. Yeah.
That way she owns the performance.
Yes. Yeah, that's it. All right, so she wants to do that.
Smart businesswoman. Mm-hmm. So it's official. Rihanna will be the headline act for the Super Bowl 57 halftime show.
I'm gonna say my judgmental qualities of myself because the same thing about Lady Gaga, and that's one of the best halftime
there
shows
you go.
That
see,
I was always.
They can surprise you sometimes.
I have to agree.
That's right. You never know.
Yeah, so I don't know unless Rihanna gets naked. I don't see it happening this year.
Okay,
back to you,
all
Tater.
Right, thank you.
You're the reporter. What do you got?
Well, we can always hope.
I just waited for the analyzing that. All right, well, speaking of sports, the Phoenix Suns are available because the current owner was suspended by the league. Robert Sarver was also fined $10 million for repeatedly making racist and sexist comments to employees. So the Phoenix Suns franchise is valued at $2 billion, and they're looking for a new owner. And it looks like Amazon founder Jeff Bezos could soon be the next owner.
He just pulled up the cushions on the couch and said, yeah, I'll take it.
A nerd owning a sports team. That might be a nerd dream growing up.
Arizona Republic also mentions other dudes with a lot of money that are in the running. Right. Billionaire Larry Ellison, formerly of Oracle.
Mm.
He expressed interest, as has Disney CEO Bob Iger. He's looking at him. And also the widow of Steve Jobs. Is it Loren or Lorianne Jobs?
I think it's Laureen.
Jobs is looking at being the owner. But the odd makers are saying that Elon Musk is probably going to come in here and overbid everybody.
Well, he'll say he's going to do something.
Yeah.
No words from his camp yet about
that.
He
starts running the numbers and goes, whoa.
Yeah, well, that banner's got how much?
Yeah.
Too many bot fans.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a fan of Betty White, you have a chance to own some of her stuff.
Uh-huh.
This weekend, lots of her things are going.
Betty White's crap. I mean, wonderful
things.
Yeah,
wonderful things. Exactly. Many of her personal belongings are hitting the auction block with loads of memorabilia, including a 14-karat gold watch that was given to her by her mother.
Uh-huh.
There's also items that include awards, jewelry, clothing, scripts, and a lot of animal paintings.
But they're charging for that. Say, I'm giving my stuff away for free.
Or are you?
Do you have three painted pictures by Coco, the gorilla? Well,
no,
she does.
No, but I do have three painted pictures of a gorilla. You know, how I like monkeys.
Right. You do have a T-shirt that was painted by a monkey.
I do have a T-shirt painted by a monkey that you and Jackie brought back for me.
Yeah, it was a good time.
I might give that away. It's one of my wonderful things.
There you go.
All right, good.
Thank you.
If Betty White wasn't dead, she'd be like, hey, how did we get our news?
It always happens.
Yeah.
And the last story I have is just about Miley Cyrus and her dad. They've had a falling out.
Oh, no.
They're not friends anymore. She's actually disowned him.
Can she do that?
Yeah, well, she has. Billy Ray and his wife Tish are finally getting a divorce. They were, then they weren't, then they were, then
is
they
that
weren't.
Miley's mama?
And that's Miley's mama. Uh-huh. So 30 years, uh-huh. they've decided it's over, and Miley's just tired of her dad's crap.
I was like, I'm not gonna dance anymore. Like, I'm on my dad's side. Like, she's pretty cool. You're not cool. He's cool. But we did that thing together. But I don't want to do it anymore because you're not cool anymore, and she's cool.
Over. She's tired of my crap.
One of these days, you're gonna come crawling back.
Stop talking to me, Daddy. I don't want to talk to you anymore. I don't like you anymore, Daddy. Don't talk to me.
All right. Well, she was up on that.
All right. That's a wrap.
Thank you for that report, Tay-Tay. Let's get us a winner. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Review yesterday's question. We found out archaeologists have been studying the items found in the tomb of King Tut for about 100 years. And some of the stuff is weird. For example, he was entombed with 145 pairs of these.
Underwear.
That's right.
He tried to do when King Tut's wonderful things and nobody went for it.
Yes. The underwear. Fruit of the tomb.
Yes.
There you go. All right. Thank you. Today's John Boy Jeopardy. In the late 80s, with the Soviet Union's economy in the dumps, this popular American beverage company brokered a deal to provide the Soviet Union with its product in exchange for 17 Soviet submarines, a naval destroyer, two other war-ready vessels, plus a handful of oil tankers.
But we have grape pucker now. It's delicious.
Popular American beverage company. We're looking for 1-800-BIG-SHOW. You toll-free line we play. John Boy Jeopardy next. Humping through Hump Day. And the video of the day brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400, Sunday, October 9th at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Peak of Mercury. You got that little pig animal doing Freddie Mercury, the Queen. What's that? Check it out when you go to thebigshow.com. And you can register for the wonderful things you've been hearing about. Of mine is giveaway 44 brand new hat from the American Whitetail Authority. A couple of autographed pictures of some random Atlanta Braves from 1992. Random players Steve Avery, Sid Bream. Those picks ripped from a spiral-bound desk calendar. Calendar not included. We'll give it away. Beginning of the last hour to Friday Big Show. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's Jim Bologna Jeopardy.
And now a man who tried to cut a deal to give the Soviets some random Atlanta Braves pictures, but it didn't take. He's John Boy.
Thank you. Let's say hey to Michael out of Ivy, Georgia. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, John Boy. Good morning, Billy.
Hey, good morning. All right, Michael, you first up. Let's see what you got. Kind of weird here. The late 80s, the Soviet Union's economy was in the dumps, and this popular American beverage company brokered a deal to provide the Soviet Union with its product in exchange for 17 Soviet submarines, naval destroyer, two other war-ready vessels, plus a handful of oil tankers. What in the world? Or who in the world, Michael? What you got?
I was going to say something like Sprite.
All right, something like Sprite. Okay, well, let's see.
77!
Oh, no, not Sprite, but that is an American beverage company.
Well, it's an American beverage.
It's like a brand from another company. Yeah, let's not go into that right now. Michael, we'll let you get back to it, buddy. We appreciate you playing.
Thank y'all, man. Been listening for years. Thank y'all for everything y'all do.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate you, buddy. Let's go to Gina. She's in Rio Grande, Ohio. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning.
Good morning. Popular American beverage company. Got all that stuff from the Soviets back in the 80s. What's your guess, Gina?
Pepsi.
You say Pepsi. Let's see.
77!
That is it.
Yay!
All right. Yeah, so Sprite, I didn't want to say, is that a Coca-Cola?
Yeah, it is.
It's a Coca-Cola deal. Yeah, so Pepsi, so this is weird, man. So that made Pepsi briefly the sixth largest naval superpower in the world.
Wow.
To do that. And I don't know, the U.S. government said, well, they took note of it and wasn't happy about it. And shortly after taking possession of the Pepsi Navy, the soda company sold all 20 warships to a Swedish scrap metal company. Okay. Mm-hmm. Which they were able to recoup most of their Soviet Union Pepsi cost.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
the Pepsi CEO had a great line when the government kind of came down on him. He was like, hey, I'm doing a better job getting rid of the Soviets' military than you are.
I'm doing it, man. All right. Well, then, hey, Gina, congratulations, baby. The John Boy and Billy Buggett Liquid Performance Automotive Cleaning and Detailing Kit headed over to your place in Rio Grande.
Yay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, baby. Hang on. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Around the other side, our time capsule for the September 28th. Hang on for a laugh.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Well, I think Jackie's the only one that cares about me in this room. Jackie's the only one that's been out to the farm with me to feed the cows. Nikki Six promised he would, and I hadn't heard back from him.
I'm coming with Nikki, and I have made an arrangement. We're going to come together.
No. So you and Nikki will go together?
Me and Nikki will be out there, yeah.
Now, right. Nikki said he would milk them.
He doesn't know what he's talking about. I know. But Jackie, but are they so neat? Are they just so cool?
Y'all are bonding. You shouldn't bond with them.
I'm fascinated because you got three that's pregnant. They're bigger than me. But you got to tell them how you call them up.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to have your cow call.
You know, you do.
Oh, you big cattle farmers have a cow call. All right, y'all ready for mine?
Yeah.
All right, I have a bucket of feed in there. It's always a blue bucket because I think my cows like blue.
Okay. Right.
So we go out, get in the pasture, and I go, a cow, 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 ch, 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 moo, 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 moo.
Oh.
Now do it again. Some people are probably taking notes, so do it again.
A cow, 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 ch, ch, ch. That's the feed that I'm running.
Oh. He's shaking the bucket.
A cow, 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 ch, 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 moo, 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 moo. And they, here I come.
Too much making all that noise.
I kind of want to get milk now myself after that.
Somebody give Nikki Six Hansen's phone number. Somebody get milked around here.
And do they run over or do you have to wait on them?
Oh, no. They go. We know where they are. Their heads pop up. And then they start going. They start picking up speed. 112 and 102, usually the first one up. And then 49.
Now, that's the cow names. That's not their top speed, right?
Okay. Are you running that's a penitentiary? What are you getting? Numbers?
Is 112 pregnant?
You know, 102, 112, and 49 are pregnant. And then I got the 200 triplets. They are young. They haven't been pregnated yet. We'll do that next year. Yeah.
Now, when you say we.
Yeah.
well, that's when y'all are coming in handy.
Gotcha.
Give us that one more time, just so I can remember.
Oh, shut up. I will not. You're making fun of me.
Hey.
So basically, it's Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, but with cows instead of people.
You know, right. I think you're doing a great job not bonding with them.
But you know what? They're so gentle. They're eating, and I'm standing there and petting them on the head.
Well, it's not like they're prey. They're not going to, like, come at you.
But they're so big. They're not all cows are friendly. Or let you get that close, do they?
How many times have you walked up on a cow?
All right, Jackie grew up, her granddad had cows.
Thank you,
that's the closest she had never touched
been.
A cow
never.
Her whole life. Because my cows are calm.
They are.
Right.
Really?
Yes.
And cow, 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 cow. Boom,
John Boy and Billy.
Hey!
Morning radio done right.
Good morning. It's a big show on the radio. Rolling through your Wednesday. All right. Let's see what's going on out in the lobby.
Well, she got in her car and she cruised to the local drugstore because her roots were showing and she couldn't have that no more. She thought it made her look like a dirty old cheap French whore. So she'll be blonde, blonde, blonde till they take Hermit's Claire all away. Yes, she'll be blonde, blonde, blonde till they take Hermit's Claire all away. Oh, speak of the devil. Miss Babs, I do declare, I am so jelly of this whole platinum blonde experience you've got going on. You look like Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe, the actress? Excuse me? No, 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 no. She certainly was not before your time. Remember, I've seen your driver's license. Nice try, though. So tell me, and be honest, concerning this whole platinum blonde thing, is your fabulous new hair color, how shall I put this, part of an ensemble? How's that? You don't know you don't speak French? I think it's time for your trip to the toilet. The water closet? Oh, just go to the crapper before you force me into an aneurysm. What's that? You thought I drove a Mini Cooper? Okay. That's enough badinage for now. Badinage. I see, you don't like German food. Alrighty then. Off you go. There she goes, tippy toe. Larry Curly Moe. No, Larry was not a Curly Moe. It's the Three Stooges. Never mind. Just go already. A little further. Little further. Too far. Nope. That's a ficus. Nope. Just a skosh. And jackpot. Don't forget to put the seat down this time. You're not sitting your wet butt in my Mini again. And scene. Sigh. I was there the day she got her results for her IQ test. It was negative. Jump with me. Big Show Fisping. I'm going to help you. Not today, Satan. Not today. I rebuke you. The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you. That damn astro nerd. Jumbo, Big Show Fisping, I'm gonna help you. Oh, Marcel. I'm just waiting for the Platinum Einstein to figure out how to get out of the bathroom. We have a few minutes, trust me. What's that? Are we going to John Boy's farm for the cookout? Oh, I don't know. I'm torn because I love girl talk with all the wives and Jackie and Tater, but then, of course, John Boy tries to get me to sing I Will Survive, but then if I do, he gets all emotional. It's weird. After the first I Will Survive, tears roll down his cheeks and his bottom lip quivers. What do I think? I'm at a loss. You know, it's the same look he has on his face when one of his cows has a calf. I don't know why. No, trust me, that's not his feminine side coming out. Although, he does love to wear Crocs, so you never really know. Well, if that were the only thing, but see, then there's the Booger Branch Irregulars, John Boy's Backwoods Brain Trust. Oh, no, they don't make catty comments or anything like that. In fact, they'd never even speak a word to me. They just stare at me in silence. Like they expect me to burst into flames or start high-stepping the finale choreography from a chorus line. We should go just so you can see them. Well, maybe I do exaggerate just a smidge. It's not that bad, really. I have fun with them, too. I do things like I'll stare at one of them and I'll lick the rim of my glass. Or another good one is I put bumper stickers on their trucks. Oh, you know, things like rainbow flags or the coexist one or ask me about my pronouns or don't speak to me at all. But my favorite, meat is murder. They go bonkers. But you know, it's not like the good old days. I'm telling you, Marcel, the entourage has fallen to new lows. The golden days were glorious. Bradshaw and Henry Cato were superstars. Spanky always had about 30 bottles of peppermint schnapps with him. Winning! Pokey from the mountains was about as close to deliverance as I ever hoped to get, but he was charming in his own squirrel-killing way. And little Coach Cobb, like a cross between Papa Smurf and Mumbles the Clown, always asking to hide in your pocket so he could avoid paying a cover charge. Ah, but nowadays, sweet Fancy Moses, Wesley and Tony, they are, I guess, the Red and Sunny to John Boy's Elvis. Oh, and then there's Milk Truck Monty. He's far more popular with the ladies than he deserves to be. You can't get women like that wearing bib overalls, I'll tell you that. How did he get the name Milk Truck Monty? Let me have a dozen Cosmos sometime and I'll tell you. FYI, it's not pretty, but it is pretty amazing. So to answer your question, let's stay home tonight. Watch replays of The View and make poo-poo sounds when Joy Behar speaks. Oh, here comes Babs. I'll see you tonight. And Marcel, dust. Here she is. Are we all set for errands and relatively toilet water free? Splendid. And off we go. What's that? While you were in the bathroom, you had an aha moment? Well, dish. Tell me about your epiphany. You only went number one. Ah. Oh, my head. What a time to run out of BC powders. To the Mini Cooper! Carry on straight, people!
Good morning. The Big Show is on the radio. Hang over your local news, weather, and sports.
This is His Royal Majesty King Vidor, slayer of the Visigoths, destroyer of the Mongol, and aggravator of the Ottoman Empire. You're listening to my two royal jesters, those gap-toothed barbarians, John Boy and Billy, on Ye Old Big Show. Arise, Sir Lord of Beef! Arise, Duke of Ellington! Arise, Water of Ten! Essence of Myrrh! Milk of Magnesia!
Good morning, it's the Big Show on the radio, rolling through you Wednesday morning. Do it, our boys, moving around here. This week, the Kansas City Speedway, beginning September the 30th, running through October the 2nd, is American Royal Barbecue Contest. It's the biggest barbecue contest in the country. Somebody's going to become this year's American Royal Champion. And our boys, Kevin Sport and Hound Brown, with Rolling Smoke Nation, going to be there. With our friends at Gunner Wilhelm Knives, sharing the love of Kaneka sausage, and John Boy and Billy grilling sauce. All right, man. Gunter, I picked up. Running around with some cool people there, Kevin. I am.
You mean some people that aren't you? Well, I mean, you said it.
Rolling Smoke Nation, Kansas City Speedway. Check them out. You near it, you'll smell them. Rolling Smoke Nation, John Boy Billy Grillin's Hoss. The Scar would say, get you some hoss. Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. Coming up, the current events quiz. We'll play for a Happy Jack prize pack full of dog and cat products. Happy Jack celebrating 78 years of veterinary products for dogs, cats, and horses. Available at Better Farm and Hardware stores, including Tractor Supply. Always ask for Happy Jack. My dog, Pearlwood, she can talk. We understand her barks and her eye movement, but yeah, Tractor Supply probably just lead her out the door. So anyway, I'm thinking way too much about Pearl and Tractor Supply.
Because if Pearl could talk, I think there's some stories I'd like to get.
So if you go to thebigshow.com, just click on the Happy Jack banner. Hang on, win some the easy way in minutes. And now, Adina Rowland, Big Show listener out of Greenville, Georgia, sent in some funny stuff.
to us here at the Big Show, P.O. Box 19111, Charlotte, N.C. 28219. Said, man, this is some funny stuff. So I decided to do her top 10 list that she sent in today.
Okay.
Adina, funny gal. So she says, recently there has been a great deal of discussion about gender. We know it is difficult to keep up with all the changes, and in an effort to keep everyone up to date, here from the home office are the top 10 gender identifications for inanimate objects.
Oh, boy.
All right. So, number 10, Ziploc bags. They are male because they hold everything in, but you can see right through them.
I like that.
Number 9, copiers. They are female, because once turned off, it takes a while to warm them up again.
Yeah.
It's an effective reproductive device if the right buttons are pushed,
yeah,
but can wreak havoc if the wrong buttons are pushed. Number 8, tire. Male, because it goes bald and it's often overinflated. Number 7, hot air balloon. Male, because to get it to go anywhere, you have to light a fire under it. And, of course, there's the hot air component. Number 6, sponges. Female, because they're soft, squeezable, and retain water. Number 5, web page. Female, because it's always getting hit on. Number 4, the subway. Male, because it uses the same old lines to pick people up. Number 3, hourglass. Female, because over time the weight can shift to the bottom.
Oh,
this girl knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, she knows.
Number 2, hammer. Male, because it hasn't changed much over the last 5,000 years, but it's handy to have around.
Yeah.
And then, number 1, remote control. Female. Ha! You thought it'd be male.
Yeah.
But consider this. It gives a man pleasure. He'd be lost without it. And while he doesn't always know the right buttons to push, he keeps trying. Dana Rowland, Greenville, Georgia. God, that's some talented listeners. All right. All right, y'all. Well, let's play this current events quiz. Bidley, what are we dealing with?
A simple way to boost the fiber in your diet really fast.
All right. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. Take C, you will win. We play next. NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. So download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now, use code JBB, and take on a competition with your best NBA player picks only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code JBB. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For an up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/picksixstates. Void where prohibited. See terms at picksix.draftkings.com/promos.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worried he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio. We're humming to your hum day. Our video today is brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400. Sunday, October 9th at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Hika Mercury. Yeah, what's her name from Queen? Doing a live show. Look like that little baby doing this funny. You like little animals. You like it too at thebigshow.com. And right now, the Pep Squad on cue, ready?
Ready? Okay! Comb your hair and take a whiz. It's time for the current event quiz.
What'd you do?
Tennessee! Yeah!
Yeah! Let's say hey to John Dyer from Rockingham, North Carolina. Good morning, John Dyer.
Hey, how we doing?
Hey, we doing good, man. All right. Well, listen to Billy win this prize pack.
Well, if your doctor says you need more fiber in your diet and he won't let it go, you might enjoy the ultra-high fiber breakfast cereal called Poop Like a Champion. The makers admit it's not quite as tasty as Captain Crunch or Honey Nut Cheerios, but it's got fiber out the yin-yang, although I guess there's a better way to say that. A 4-ounce serving contains a whopping 16 grams of fiber, 64% of your recommended daily allowance in one bowl. You can get Poop Like a Champion at Amazon.com right now. Please use only as directed. It's being promoted with the snappy ad slogan, A, welcome to the World Series of Fiber, B, fills you up and cleans you out, or C, it's number one for number twos.
What you got, John Dyer?
I'm going to go with B.
Did you say B as in boy?
Yes.
No. All right, another for the wall of shame. It's take C, John Dyer. Are you a new Big Show listener?
No, sir. I've been listening since boy. Like 2003.
Wow. So, but just not very closely.
Yes, not closely. All right, Jackie, explain to him how he is a loser. Well, but we do appreciate you for listening all these years, John Dyer. Well, hey, Pearl, you get some Happy Jack products. Congratulations. Bottom of the hour, top of your news, right on the other side. We got Oliver. He wants to break down the show. We'll find out what he means. I think it's too late. Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio, rolling through your September the 28th. Don't finish up with this month this week, ain't we? Yes, we are. Coming up less than 20 minutes, Nerval T. Wheeler out the country in the city. But first,
well, well, well. Once again, the small-minded members of the Big Show audience are mouthing off about things they know absolutely nothing about. There's a shocker. You people have no idea what goes into this program. Have you ever talked nonstop for a solid hour? Not you, Randy.
Hey.
Well, try it sometime. Then try following it up with three more just like it. That's what hosting this show is like.
Oh, you know what this is?
What?
It's that guy that wrote it and said you were making the crack about it. I have to fill up 4 hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah. Yeah, well, help me, Oliver.
If you'd shut up long enough for me. This is part of that big show you don't have to talk. So if you'd just close up that big yapper of yours for a few minutes, I could go on with this.
Okay, you don't argue with genius.
I'm your friend.
Hit him, Oliver, hit him!
I'll let Bradshaw do that when he's done bidding himself. But of course, to be fair, with this whole show, we do need to subtract a few things from that 60 minutes. Let's see, newscasts, including Rayford railing against cell phones and working women and the three or four other things he talks about. There are two of those an hour, about 4 minutes each. Seems longer, but that's a total of 8 minutes.
Hit him too, Oliver!
Commercial breaks average out to 3 minutes each, so that's 12 minutes an hour. We play four songs an hour at about 4 minutes each. Let's say that's 16 minutes. Then there's the hourly contest. Each runs about 5 minutes, unless, of course, he's a baby doll contestant. The idea man has to ask what she's wearing and talk that baby talk, but let's just say 5 minutes.
Good average, yeah. Okay.
And let's not leave out the hourly guest shot by big show regulars like Mad Max, Hoyt, Rev, and Goob. Et al. Call that about 4 minutes. Random mumbling and shuffling of papers and note cards by the genius over there. Conservative estimate would be 40 seconds an hour. I may have to revise that just on this bit alone.
That is pretty conservative, yeah.
Then there's running down the prize package. Providing it's pronounced correctly. Includes plugs for various barbecue sauce products and traveling cooking equipment. Three mentions at around 45 seconds each. That's 2 minutes and 15 seconds. And mispronouncing a word and stopping for giggles from the room and a quick correction by Billy. Let's see, I'll be generous here and say 30 seconds an hour.
All right.
The daily recap of the ultimately pointless misadventures of Mr. Boy's various hoodlum friends. We'll be kind and call that 3 minutes an hour. Providing Bradshaw hasn't knocked himself silly, I guess that's a special report. Casting aspersions on the heterosexuality of certain co-workers. A.K.A. the Hey Randy Nice Shirt Report. 2 minutes, not counting the whistle. Tossing random insults at creepy people who come in and lurk in the corners of the room for no apparent reason. A.K.A. Hey, it's Astro Nerd again. 2 minutes.
All right.
And finally, giggling and blowing kisses to any attractive female who might or might not be in the room. A.K.A. the old working the baby dolls bit.
Yeah, yeah.
2 minutes. See, you add all those numbers together for a grand total of 59 minutes and 55 seconds. And except for that, every other second of entertainment on this show is resting squarely on the hairy, stooped shoulders of our hero, John Boy. Isn't that right, Johnny?
You're right, Oliver. Man, is anything I hate. Is that coming on?
Shut your pie hole, Biggin. I'm still working for you here.
Hit him, Oliver, hit
we still got one more break this hour. Don't use up all the words you know. And as for you, Mr. Know-it-all, letter-writer man, We'll be awaiting your apology. You know the address.
Yeah!
Oh, yes, and the horse you rode in on.
Good Wednesday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Well, I hope we're just as spry 100 years old as our next guest. Please welcome back to the Big Show, I know, Nerval T. Wheeler. Pull up a chair, Nerv.
Don't mind if I do, John boy. How y'all doing?
So far, so good, man. Well, what brings you out and about this morning?
I'm headed to my dentist.
Ah, sounds like fun. What's up?
Well, I lost my dentures.
Well, what's that in your mouth?
Oh, these. That's my spire set. I call them my substitutes. I only use these things in emergencies. They don't really fit worth a tinker's cuss. But what do you expect for a dollar?
Well, you got dentures for a dollar?
Yeah. I'm never going back to him, though. Oh, my friends found out about it. Started calling me Bucktooth.
So, well, how on earth did you lose your dentures?
Well, have you got a minute?
Yeah.
See, I went to this little shindig at the old folks' home there. I'm seeing this widow woman who lives there. Some big thinker thought it'd be a hoot to have the geezers bob for apples.
Well, that's good. Clean, old-fashioned fun.
Yeah, I guess. Well, when it come to my turn in the bucket, I stuck my head in there, and when I come up, I had me an apple.
Attaboy.
But somehow, I had a different set of teeth. What? I looked down in the wash tub there, it looked like the lost denture graveyard. Everybody reached in, started trying on teeth and passing them around, and that was it for me. I spit them back in the wash tub and hit it for the door.
Well, so you like your regular dentist?
Oh, yeah. I've been going to him for a spell now. He used to be a veterinarian. Hey, that's kind of how we met, Adam. I had me a prize sheep who lost his teeth, couldn't hardly eat. Doc came out and fitted him for some new teeth.
False teeth on a sheep.
Yeah, called them lamb chops. Well, I liked him right off.
You know, a lot of folks like dentures better than implants.
Yeah, well, you know, neither one is cheap. Some folks are hard to part with a nickel. I used to go to a local fast food joint with a pair of twin brothers I run with, Cleet and Lonnie Roy McNeil. They're kindly tight with a dollar. They would buy one of them little value meals there and share it, cut the burger in half, and old Cleet goes to eating, and Lonnie just sat there. I said, Lonnie, why ain't you eating? He said, I'm waiting for the dentures.
Nerve, is it hard to talk with them in?
Yes. Easier than talking with them out, I'll tell you that. It's different for everybody, you know. This preacher we had at our church had to have all his teeth pulled. So back then, dentures, they's the only option. His first Sunday back, he could only preach for 10 minutes. Next week, he preached for 20. Third week, the boy preached for an hour and a half. Afterwards, I asked him for the story. He said, well, the first week, my gums was sore. The second week, my dentures was causing the pain. Third week, I accidentally got my wife's teeth. I couldn't shut up.
Man, that's brutal.
Oh, you should have been there. Well, I got to mosey on here. I'm going to breakfast, and I got to leave in time to soak my teeth before the appointment. So, you know, just so you know, I'm grabbing me some of that free coffee as I'm going out the door.
Well, you know, to help yourself, and you come back and see us.
All right. Keep your saddle old and your gun greased and holler if you need me.
Good morning. The Big Show is on your radio.
I'll tell you, I never seen anything like it in my life. The sun's barely up. There's food everywhere flying through the air on plates and bowls and hands. People eat them with their fingers, their feet, other people's feet. It's unbelievable. And oi, what a spread you can't imagine. Ribs and chicken and biscuits and whole pigs on a great big stick. That's what it's like at the John Boy and Billy Big Show. It's a buffet from start to finish. There should be a cover charge, I'll tell you. The only thing missing, napkins. I guess that's what your shirt is for. Oi, fade the dry cleaning bill. Oh, my head. You gonna eat that?
Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio. We'll hum and do your hum day. And John Boy's wonderful things of the week for you to win. We've got them up there at thebigshow.com. Giveaway number 44. Got a brand new hat from the American Whitetail Authority. This may be a good dress-up hat. I mean, like, you had to wear a tux because it's black and it's white. And it's got a cool logo, too, man. Little white trim on it.
Yeah, you make it sound like it's something that Mr. Peanut would wear.
No, how do you know he would?
It's a ball cap.
I'm telling you, it's a cool one. Okay. You're a hat guy like I am. You know, you got your good dress-up hats and you got your farm hat, tracker hat.
Okay.
And also, I found a couple of autographed pictures of some random Atlanta Braves players from 1992. And we looked them up. They're Steve Avery and Sid Bream. The great Atlanta Braves back in the day. Both pictures were ripped from a spiral-bound desk calendar. Calendar not included.
Of course.
Unless I find it later. You
not
know,
a chance.
In a week or two.
Nope, cleaning crew's already been here.
And then why would you want it? It's not like you put the pages back in.
Yeah,
you
know, this is a calendar from 1992. It's already done, too. Thus the Braves pictures there. All right, but anyway, so look at it, and you're going to say, I got to have this. You just register at thebigshow.com. We'll announce the winner this time during the show on Friday. Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. Winner gets a Fish and Cycles prize pack. Now, Fish and Cycles makes premier electric bicycles at a budget-friendly price. If you go to thebigshow.com, click on Fish and Cycles, F-I-S-S-I-O-N. We spelled it for you and everything. It's right there at thebigshow.com. Just click on the banner, and then you can see why others have gone fishing. Well, thank you. Come together.
You're so proud of yourself.
I know.
He said fishing.
Ad wizards that came up with that. I love it. All right, then. Well, hang on. We'll play in minutes. But right now, from the desk of Tatertainment News, what to watch? Here's Marcy, Tater, Moran.
Oh, boy, this is going to be so great.
Back off, sisters. This is my spot. The much-talked-about Don't Worry, Darling opened in first place with a solid $19.2 million. Now, the thriller is directed by Olivia Wilde, and it's starring Florence Pugh and Harry Styles. It reportedly had the best debut at the box office than any other movie in the last 5 weekends.
Oh.
So.
Well, that's not saying a whole lot, is it?
Well, I mean...
and that's best before anybody saw it.
Well,
the best opening this month.
Just trying to pump them up. The Woman King, which was in first place last week, dropped to second place. That's the one about the woman warrior tribe. The re-release of Avatar came in third place for its premiere, and followed by Barbarian in fourth, and Pearl coming in fifth. And Pearl's that... movie about the girl isolated on the parents' farm, and it's kind of the origin story for X's iconic villain.
Told you.
All right, shows to look for streaming this week. The Real Bling Ring, it's on Netflix. It's a limited series which dissects what happened in 2008 and 2009 when five people stole about $3 million in cash and belongings from celebrities like Lindsay Lohan, Paris Hilton, and Orlando Bloom.
Ah, real story, huh?
So it's a real story. Right. Over on Hulu, Reboot is on. It's Keegan-Michael Key and Judy Greer starring a new comedy that follows a family that must get back together for a reboot of an old show.
Okay.
So it's another series. I know you've been waiting. You've been looking for them. The Kardashians are on Hulu now. They're marching into their second season. It premiered on Hulu. And this season is said to encompass Kim's former relationship with Pete Davidson, Kylie Jenner's second pregnancy, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker's wedding, Khloe's new son with Tristan Thompson via a surrogate. You guys,
man,
are you missing this?
That explains why the Kardashian went after Pete Davidson. That idiot. So she needed to fill some time on her show.
Well, the best news I got about that from that story is that I finally have an excuse to not subscribe to Hulu.
For those of you that have HBO Max, look for Who's Talking to Chris Wallace. This new interview show from HBO features the veteran journalist having conversations with stars like Tyler Perry, Shania Twain, James Patterson, and many more. So you
he's had
watch
a
that.
Tough time. I mean, he's in and out of the business and has had bankruptcy problems and money laundering.
Is that right?
Well,
yeah.
HBO took him under their wing, so right, see how he does over there. And that's a wrap of what to watch.
All right, Tatum.
Randy.
Great job. Let's play Wordy Word. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We'll get a couple contestants one way or the other by phone at 1-800-BIG-SHOW or by intranet at thebigshow.com. You click the on-air contest button. We'll do it next. Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio. Hump and do your hump day. Video of the day. Brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400, Sunday, October 9th at Charlotte Motor Speedway, Peak of Mercury. Just as that fun little thing there at thebigshow.com. And we'll be taking a classic beer request off the wall in minutes. Also, look at that on-air contest button. Click on that. Can't get through, we'll call you. Might be on the Big Show playing someone you love, like we're getting ready to do right now.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
But there's a wordy word, not a wordy word. There's a couple of spouses going at it. We got a husband and wife out of Marco Island, Florida. It's Blue and Jim. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning, John Boy.
Hey, all right. So, the wife, Blue, hubby, Jim, are y'all in the same location this morning?
We are.
We are, yes.
Okay,
sir.
All right. Maybe different rooms in a house?
We have to be. We fight, John Boy.
What, do you have a search warrant? Come on.
All right. Well, Jim, you are on Team Tater and Randy. Blue, you're on the John Boy and Billy side. And me and the wife will go for the first 30 seconds here, all right?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay, good. Yeah, yeah, all right. You ready, Blue?
I am.
Okay. And go. All right, guys, grow this on their face. Not a mustache,
beard.
But yes.
Yeah,
there you go. All right, used to put these out on vinyl. Groups would make a blank on vinyl, and you'd play it on your record player. Or a photo blank.
Record.
No, record what? The whole big one. A lot of songs on it.
Album.
Yes. Yeah, uh-huh. All right. You got to do this when you get on the merge, on the interstate.
Oh,
you
know, no,
man.
Never mind.
All right. opposite of the gas. You want to stop. You mash the
brake.
Yes. All right. Rhymes with it. Reptile. Oh, man. Blue, I'm sorry. Just like some sort of idiot. I hollered out merge when I was trying to get you to say it. It does happen on Wordy Word.
Man, you blew it.
Now he believes that it can happen. See, but it has to happen to him.
So three on the board for Blue. All right. Jim and Tater for round one. Are you ready, Jim?
I'm ready.
Okay. And go.
Cobra is a type of what?
Snake.
Yes. Rhymes with it. You do this to the leaves. You use this tool.
Rake.
Uh-huh. Rhymes with it. You may go swimming at this small body of water. Might be a big...
Rake.
Rhymes with it. A birthday blank.
Cake.
Uh-huh. Rhymes with it. A snow blank falls from the sky. No
blank.
Yep. Rhymes with it. You do this to the birthday cake. You do what? You cook it. You do...
Cake.
Yep. Rhymes with it. You might have a ribeye. It's a what?
Cake.
Wow.
Yes. Wow.
Man.
Well, y'all are right. I do like when you get on the rhyming game. How many was that? What was that? How'd we do? What was that?
You put a 7 on the board to the 1 that I gave him. So that is a 8 for Jim.
I think our work is done here.
All right, ready to go, Jim.
All right. Well, let's see. We got Blue and Billy. We got 30 seconds left to get some points here. Are you ready, Blue?
I am.
Okay, and go.
The opposite of asleep is what?
The opposite of a what?
If you're not asleep, then you're wide what?
Oh, awake.
Awake.
There you
yeah.
go. You drink a cup of this to wake up in the morning.
Coffee.
Yeah.
Yep. A haunted house is a really scary place. It might have ghosts. It's really what? What's the word for that?
Hmm.
It's a blanky old house.
Ah. Scary.
No, another word. Ends in Y.
Spooky.
There you go. All right.
Oh, God, man. Why we got all the hard ones and Tater was baking and raking over there, man? Jim already wins 8-6.
Good job, Randy. Good job.
Hey. Oh, man. All right, Blue, my bad, baby. But you can try again anytime. You let Jim have his old prize package. See if we care.
I sure will.
All right, y'all. We appreciate y'all listening and playing with us here on The Big Show this morning. Have a great day, Marco Island. Be careful. Be safe down there. All right, Blue, you get back to it. Jim, you hang on for Jackie.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Good morning, got a Big Show on the radio. Classic bit request of the day. Kathy Crow from Lexington, Kentucky says, could you please play When John Boy Takes a Guy to the Football Game? By the way, this is Kathy who beat her husband Derek at Wordy Word last week. Thank you all. All right. Kathy's still riding that Wordy Word high. Love it, baby. Mm-hmm. All right. Hang on, it's coming up next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Classic beer request time. Kathy Crow, Lexington, Kentucky. Still riding that wordy word high from last week when she beat her husband, Derek, here on the Big Show. Tater, where did you find this? Was this at the BigShow.com or the Facebook
page? It was a Facebook, yeah.
John
Facebook
Boy and Billy Facebook page.
Yeah, that's a message. The
best way to go to request your classic bit of the morning. All right, Kathy, here we go, baby.
Little facts from Bradshaw's brother. I took him to his first Carolina Panthers game with me.
Really?
Yeah. Like to spread some fun around. And
I heard it was his last Carolina Panthers game. Is this the same one, maybe?
Okay, so what he did is it's just like a time frame, and he's just describing the trip to Jackie.
Oh, this is great.
I like that about it. Well, let's hear it, Jackie.
My first Panthers game by Todd Bradshaw. I get tickled, y'all. So hold on. Thursday, September 12th. 2002, I was invited to a Panthers game for food, fun, and VIP treatment for being so good to John Boy.
So it's like a Dear Diary thing.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
We meet at 12 p.m. sharp, I'm told. Kickoff is 1 p.m. This is Thursday. Sunday, September 15th, 2002, 12 p.m., John Boy comes to the door still in his underwear. Not ready yet.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, in order to go, I had to drive.
Right.
12:15.
Really more the reason.
Adventure begins. Keep track of the time. 12:30. After two stops, we arrive at the Yellow Rose. Order lunch? No, just appetizers. We'll eat really good at the game, I'm told. 1 p.m.
Wait. Can we back up for a second?
Sure.
12:15 you left. You didn't get there until 12:30.
No, there's the run.
This place is like 5 minutes from your house.
You can walk there in 15 minutes.
Okay. Keep in mind the time. 1 p.m. game starts. We're still at the Yellow Rose. 1:30, end of first quarter. We're still at the Yellow Rose.
Yeah, we don't need the traffic.
I do the same way with football games I do with races. You let everybody get there before you go.
Yeah, that's good strategy. That makes buying those tickets worth even more, huh?
Okay. 1:31. Thinking to myself, is there any way out of this? 1:32. In the bathroom at the Yellow Rose, praying for help. This is Todd. 2 p.m. Almost end of the second quarter. We leave for the game.
All right.
2 p.m. Here we go. After much verbal abuse such as, stupid, can't you drive, pull yourself together.
Been
there. And hello, it's all about me. We finally arrive at VIP parking in the rain. 2:15. Walk 6 blocks out of the way in the rain just to see John Boy's name on the Panther plaque. Which is misspelled John Fisley. This is 2:15. 2:30, after a long walk all over the stadium, we realized we're lost. We're on the wrong side of the stadium.
Oh, for the love of Pete.
I took a ride out of elevators and left.
2:32. Stop to say hi to a group of baby dolls who recognize John Boy. Everyone is introduced except me. I'm totally ignored.
He's driving.
2:33. Ask God one more time for help. 2:34, see a glimpse of the game on the TV monitor as we're stopped by the second group of baby dolls who recognize John Boy. Again, everyone is introduced except me.
Hey, whatever your name is, go get
us on the train. 2:35, back to looking for PSL seats. 2:37, rescued by a friend who tells John Boy where his seats are.
Mr. Fisley, your seats are to the left, sir.
2:38, another baby doll recognizes him. 2:40, stop to sign a fan's ticket. John Boy calls him partner. 3 p.m., finally find seats. Hold on. 3:02, leave seats after John Boy complains. It's raining. Return to seats alone to retrieve John Boy's jacket that he forgot. Only to be approached by NBA star Muggsy Bogues, whose only comment to me was, tell John Boy he was in his seats for only 2 minutes. That may be an NFL record. We need just a little bit more dedication from John Boy this season. Oh. 3:05, stop for yet another group of baby dolls who are telling him how great he and Billy are.
Billy? He's not even here.
Who's that? Oh, yeah.
That's not Billy, that's my driver.
3:06, wonder why Billy or any of the other rest of the Big Show gang never come out with us. 3:07, realize what a stupid question that was. 3:09, leave to go home after being sent to get the car in the rain while John Boy, Brad, and Rick wait inside. 3:12, praying to be hit by lightning, hit by a car, food poisoning, anything to get me out of this. Hold on. 4 p.m., back at the Rose for dinner. We have cheese sticks and soup. Oh. 5 p.m., take John Boy home and listen to how tired he was from going to the Panthers game and how much fun we've had today.
I'm beat. Hey, everybody did not realize I work all the time.
This is great. 5:05. Driving home, trying to find a way to explain to my wife and children how I came home without any celebrity autographs during my first Panthers game with VIP treatment.
It was that stupid Todd. He took them all.
Explain to them that the only celebrity I was even close to was Muggsy Bogues, and all he wanted to talk about was John Boy. That's when I realized there is a God, and he hates me. But you know it's true. You know that's how they treated him. That's why we don't go, Todd.
Another letter from our listeners.
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio for your Wednesday morning. All right, hey, we're going to celebrate the Tatas. I told y'all, went great last year. I didn't mess that up. Celebrate the Tatas 2022. It's October the 15th and 16th. It's a big old women's soccer tournament.
Not big old women in that sense.
No, not big old soccer tournament.
Right. The soccer tournament is the big thing. Yeah.
There'll be all sizes there.
Athletic women, yes. Yeah. And Talia Goldman is back with us again this year to make sense out of it for me. And you too, Bill. I don't think you need some help. Good morning, Talia.
Good morning. You guys are hysterical. They are women of all sizes and shapes, so it is actually a perfect segue into the piece.
Right. That is awesome. So it's going to be happening at the Richard Berry Memorial Park in Huntersville, North Carolina. So I'll tell you right off the bat, to learn more about it, if you go to our website, thebigshow.com, and click on the links, and then you can see about this, because Talia had a real successful year last year, and basically it's for women who can't afford mammograms, and it's just the importance of mammograms for women. Of course, you know, my wife got caught it earlier like that. Mm-hmm. You know, my mom had it, my sister,
my mom. Oh, excuse me, not later. My mom, my wife.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Was talking about Paula. So.
Polly, by the way.
Yeah, Polly has run a donor for a while.
Your mother wife.
Sorry, Talia, he's new.
So, let's just take it from the top instead of me. So, okay, Talia, start off with telling us.
So what is a ta-ta? We can go way back.
How far back you going?
Go ahead.
I'm going to kind of segue off of this just a drop.
Well, good luck with that.
Okay.
Yeah, good luck with that, right? I know, if you're going to name a tournament, celebrate the Tatas, you've got to just laugh your whole way, you know, through with it. But, you know, this soccer tournament brings women together for an opportunity to compete in a sport that they love. Mm. And at the same time, lift other women up. You know, the soccer field is a great equalizer of sorts. You know, everybody's the same. You start off the same. And, of course, there's a winner at the end. But on the field, you're equal. But, you know, sadly in life, we all know that it's not that way. And health insurance should really be available to everybody, but it's not. And this is our little attempt in our corner of the world to offer women that don't have access to healthcare an opportunity to receive a life-saving breast mammogram. Mm. And last year, with your help, we raised over $40,000, wow, which really was amazing, because it offered 2 full free days of services, of mammogram services, to women in various parts of North Carolina. So it was really, really amazing. You know, we handed them the check and they opened it up to whoever needed it.
Wow.
And it was really pretty amazing. You know, nobody likes to go for a mammogram. It's kind of, what are you going to say? Uncomfortable and uniquely a bizarre experience, you know, but it is life-saving. And, It's pretty amazing. So
because early detection makes such a difference in this thing, right?
And this also
it makes
calls,
all the difference.
Yeah.
This also calls to action for even those who can't afford it to not put it off.
Right, right.
So it's kind of a reminder to say it's time to get in there and have it checked, because early screening, early detection can save a lot of lives. So and the other
exactly
good thing that about Talia's way that she's got this planned out is that both large systems in our area are both participating in the mammogram. So it's not like a battle against Novant and Atrium.
Right.
They're both joining forces to do it. So
that's
awesome.
Correct.
Awesome.
That's correct. And also all the radiologists have joined forces. So you have Mecklenburg Radiology and Charlotte Radiology. They have doctors showing up to speak, you know, and, you know, they're in competition, right? So the fact that everybody puts their differences aside is really pretty amazing. And this year, we even have Piedmont Dermatology participating, because we realized these women are now competing in the sun. Mm. They're going to end up with skin cancer.
No.
Now I need more doctors out there. So they've agreed to supply us with suntan lotion, and they're out there also talking about the need for screenings of a different kind.
Right.
And you know, it brings it home to me. You know, my mother has had breast, colon, lung, melanoma, and then a second bout with breast cancer, and she's alive and fantastic. And we've actually named the most coveted award after her. It's called the Pink Bra Kick-Ass Cancer Award, and that is the award that everybody wants to win at the end. And so, you know, we cover a lot of ground. That's basically it.
All right, cool. Man. Good stuff. So to learn more or to donate, I'll talk about donating. Mm-hmm. If you can't, just a few dollars, you can't make it to the tournament and be there. You can do it from your phone right now. You can text your donation by texting TATAS22. That's TATAS, TATAS22. To 44321. TATAS22 to 44321. Easily donate from your phone. Or you go to thebigshow.com, click on the links, take you right there. All you need to know about the women's soccer tournament at the Richard Berry Memorial Park, October 15th and 16th. So already open it up right now to your donations, man. Mm-hmm. Well, Talia, thank you for the work you do. I know you throw into this. You did a great job last year, the very first year, and here the second year. So that's just keep it going, build it better every year.
Thank you so much. You guys are so supportive and so amazing. And Marcy, I'm just giving her own separate shout out because she is amazing. So thank you, everybody. Oh, have a fantastic rest of the day.
All right. You too, Talia. Thank you. Yeah, no, we know our Marcy. She's a good one. I'm going to give her a hug right around.
Stay away from my tata. I'm
awesome. BetBox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once. Play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com.
That's not the spirit we were hoping for.
John Boy and Billy Southern Sweet Tea in regular lemonade and strawberry and watermelon lemonade flavors. You can stock up right now at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animink.com.
Was that out loud?
Y'all have a great rest of your Wednesday. We'll be back at it on tomorrow. We love you and we mean it.
All right, Johnny, she said stop it.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started. Where it really started. To answer one important question. How did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.